More than 805,000 students are currently enrolled across Wisconsin's 421 public school districts. That's 18,000 fewer students than 2 years ago, and it's part of a decline that spanned more than a decade. So what exactly can be done to keep students enrolled and schools open? The Manitowoc Public School District is seeing enrollment declined, but the administration is trying to stabilize its student count by acting on staff and community input. District Superintendent Lee Tennis joins now to talk about those efforts, what they look like, and what early impacts they're seeing. How does this year's K-12 enrollment compare to those previous numbers?
We're coming in 4,300 and some odd students, so that's down a couple hundred from last year. And we're seeing this decline being pretty steady. You know, you always look at your numbers, and our current senior class and last year's graduating class were the largest classes in the district. So, of course, you're losing a large number, and your incoming classes are much lower.
So what's the Manitowoc Public School District doing to try and attract and retain students?
In my view, there's several things happening. Some of them are out of our control, like birth rates and things of this nature. And then there's other things that are in our control, which is if we offer a comprehensive program that's better than everyone else, with the way the situations are with choice, we should be able to get some of our kids back. The question we're asking ourselves is, you know, what are we in control of? And we're in control of many things in terms of our programming that offer opportunities for kids so that when they leave our school system, they're ready for what's next, whether that be college or career. And we've built some great foundational programs in both school to work and early college that we believe can help us pave the way to getting some kids back.
How are you asking staff members to get involved? I know there's this campaign of build your own district. What exactly does that mean? And what does it mean for trying to build out long-term planning for the district?
In our district right now, we have to look at consolidating our facilities and what our footprint is to essentially right-size our district to be most efficient with the resources that we have. We began two advisory committees. One was made up of staff members from each of our schools. And then the second committee was made up of community members who volunteered. And we had over 40 community members volunteer to be part of this group. Through this process, they came up with 56 or 58 different unique options of things we could do. They're going to move us to a situation where we're operating with less buildings. And so we're really not anticipating cost increases as a result of these decisions. We're really going to be looking at cost savings.
If you're consolidating buildings, do you have to update them as well?
Our high school's 102. Our two middle schools are 95 and 90, respectively. And they do need a lot of work. So we're very grateful that our community this past April passed a $25 million borrowing referendum for us so that we can get working on our most critical maintenance while we're doing this long-range planning. And so this has been helpful because even this summer, even though it was just passed in April, we were able to do over $2.5 million worth of projects. The next phase of this for us will be to figure out what we do with our secondary schools. According to a study we recently did with CESA 10, they were looking at over $60 million in maintenance needs. So a question needs to be had with our community, and we really believe strongly in community conversations. I will basically continue to use these advisory committees to help us figure out what's next with our middle buildings.
We keep talking about community input along the way, whether it's from the ideas that they've helped put together or that referendum. Why is it important to keep the community involved in these discussions and continue to get that input?
We have to remember that the purpose in which we exist is to help make our communities better and stronger. And I do truly believe that our educational systems are at the very foundation of a strong community. And my goal with them is to help not just maintain a good relationship, but really build that trust.
Lee, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
That was Superintendent Lee Tennis of the Manitowoc Public School District discussing strategies surrounding enrollment decline.